Welcome everyone to the podcast series from itstimeforme.ie. This is episode number 5 on overcoming your limiting beliefs. Welcome everyone to this episode 5 of the podcast series with itstimeforme.ie, and I'm Caroline Mead. I'm delighted that you could join me today to listen to this podcast. Slightly different to the normal ones. My interviewee for this month was actually unavailable due to being sick. So I'm going to be having her again in another couple of months when she's better and back on track. But in the meantime, I decided to do a podcast myself. And let us do one today on overcoming limiting beliefs. So I don't know about you, but for me, this is one of the things that I battle with an awful lot. Limiting beliefs. All the little voices and all the words and all the negativities that I hear in my head on a daily basis. So when we're trying to progress forward in life and we're trying to make changes and think about what is possible for me to do, how can I change my life? How can I make it better? And what do I need to do to get to that place of feeling positive, feeling good in myself, and feeling like really and ultimately I can achieve anything that I want? That's, for me, what I have a tendency to want to look at. But even when I feel geared up and motivated, I could get up in the morning and say, yeah, today this is going to be a great day. I start off with loads of positive intentions. I might do my meditation in the morning or visualization. I feel good to go. And just some point during the day, I might find my energy dipping a bit, or something negative might actually happen or stressful would happen in the day. And I find myself going backwards. And generally, when I actually take time to think about this, it's because of what's going on, I should say, in my mind. The voices of, you're not good enough, you can't do this, it's not for you, nobody's going to want what you're providing, you know, you're not pretty enough, your hair isn't nice enough, I struggle with my skin, so I'd be like, God, your skin is awful today. And we are so self-deprecating to ourselves, but also a lot of these limiting beliefs have come actually from others. So right now, the first thing I'm going to look at is the creation of our limiting beliefs. Where do they actually come from? Because without understanding where they came from, it's going to be very, very hard to actually shift away from them or to replace them with something better. There is that saying around affirmations that if you're repeating a positive affirmation over and over again, it can become embedded in your mind and actually become a better thought. But sometimes with affirmations, we find it hard because we don't actually believe what we're saying. And for something to stick with us, we actually have to believe it. There's no point in me standing up every day and saying, I'm an amazing singer, I'm an amazing singer, I'm an amazing singer. And in fact, I really haven't, and I know that I'm not. But say, for example, I liked to sing and I got some enjoyment from it, but I wasn't very good. I could say, I enjoy singing. I love singing. Singing feels really good to me. And that feels a lot more believable and a lot better. So the problem with affirmations can be is the lack of belief behind them. However, if we do affirmations that are better and more believable to ourselves, they're going to stick more. And the reason I'm talking about affirmations is because in a way, they're like a limiting belief in a more positive sense. So a limiting belief is something that we will repeat to ourselves over and over again. It's something that comes from the deepest part of ourselves, the deepest part of our minds and our subconscious of how we truly feel about ourselves. But if we don't know where we came from, how can we heal it? How can we heal all of those things that have been created in our mind and that are sitting firmly in our subconscious and pop out through our conscious mind every day? So things like I mentioned earlier, you're not good enough, you can't do that, your skin is horrible, your hair is horrible, you're not a good friend, you're really selfish, you're a bad daughter, anything like that, they are really horrible, horrible things to hear. So when we think about a limiting belief, they are probably, for the most part, things that we have heard being said about us or being told to us at some point, and we have maybe developed a limiting belief from that. Other ways that limiting beliefs are created, and I have a really good kind of quote on this, is throughout your life you collect facts, evidence and references that help you form your idea of reality. And over time you build up more references through the use of your imagination, through the knowledge you acquire, through personal experience and through the influence of your peer groups. And these references help you form ideas about things that eventually some of these ideas turn into opinions that have a little more certainty and emotional intensity behind them. So from our experiences in life, be it stressful situations or good situations, from our peer groups, from our friends, from our parents in particular, because they are the first people that set us on our path in life, from, you know, people who may have been your guardian, or you may have been closer to siblings or aunts or uncles. But people who have a very important influence in your life at a younger age definitely start the formation of that. Then we go to school, then we go to secondary school, to college for some of us, on to work. Then we go into relationships with different friendships, romantic relationships. We meet different people along the way who help us form, like this says, our idea of reality. And we are part of that reality, so we are forming an idea of ourselves. So I have created a workbook to do after this podcast, but I would like you to look at some of your limiting beliefs and really identify where do they come from. Because the thing about it is, sometimes, and this is easy to say, something may have been said to us that wasn't maybe intended in the way that we heard it, and then we believe that to be true about ourselves, and we hold on to that for years and years and years. Also, something could have been said as an off-the-cuff remark when we were 6 years of age, and we've held on to it ever since. It's incredible what we take in, but how we're feeling in those particular moments. And then you need to look at the impact that these limiting beliefs are having in your life. You know, is this belief something that you kind of go, it doesn't really matter. I know that it's there, but it doesn't really impact me on a daily basis. Or is it something that's actually having a detrimental impact on you and stopping you from being able to progress in a way that you really, truly want to? So one of the things that I would say around this is the reason why the strength of belief is important is because it's like it's manifesting through your system. I put up a great quote today on the Facebook group, which talked about, you know, you are the creator of your destiny. We are the creators. We are here to create and to create miraculous and wonderful and wildly successful lives. Albeit it doesn't feel like that at times. We're supposed to have a fantastic human experience here. But with stresses and strains and different things that come in, we create thoughts about our life, and we create thoughts more particularly about ourselves. And those thoughts, even if we don't even think they're going on, are manifesting themselves through our system and outwardly through our lives, creating a lot of the things that are happening. There are some things that in life that are completely out of our control and that we can't do anything about. But the part that we are in control of, the parts of our thoughts that we are in control of, that's what we need to take stock of. So look at the beliefs that you're going to write down. Where do they come from? Where did you hear it? How did it make you feel at the time? Because you can be guaranteed that feeling now is the same, if not amplified. And that's why looking at the strength of the belief is more important as well. You know, is this something that this belief for me, being a limiting belief, is something that's so strong that I can't actually like get out of bed in the morning? And I'm not being dramatic when I say that. You know, if you don't feel good enough in yourself, if you're not feeling like you should look after yourself enough, it can be a struggle for us on a daily basis. I have a really bad belief, I would openly admit, around receiving, actually. I feel like I'm like to be a giver and I like to help people, as many of us do. But sometimes I really feel that it's more important to give than to receive. And in some cases, it absolutely is. And I thought that by giving and giving and giving, it makes me a good person and I want to feel like a good person, which probably links into another limiting belief I have, which is feeling like I'm not good enough most of the time. So to counteract that limiting belief of not feeling good enough, then I go on and create another one, which is it's better for me to give than to receive. But as we learned with Una Kyo in the self-care podcast, if you haven't had a time to go to listen to that before, I would highly recommend that three-part series. But she talks about, you know, how you can't really fill somebody else's cup from an empty cup of your own. And it's exactly the same thing. So giving and receiving has to be a flow and a balance. You know, it's like giving something and having value in return for that. You will give endlessly to some things or some people in your life and may never get back, but you may get back in different ways. It doesn't have to be like, I'm going to do this for you and you better do this back for me. And it comes with an absolute intent that I'm only giving it because I receive it. That's not what I mean. But being open to receive things in other forms and how they come in. So one of the places that I have found that this has had a dramatic impact on my life is actually around the issue of finances. So I want to give and give and give and give and give. But I actually have a very, you know, obviously I want to be financially secure and all of that, as everybody does. but I can have difficulty receiving in terms of like income or even just gifts of money and things like that. And it's something that I made at the end of last year, a real big commitment to opening myself up and saying, you know what, I'm going to be open to that in whatever way that that comes in, because it is actually okay for that to happen. And there's no point giving and giving things if, in my case, for example, you know, if I'm not in receipt of finances, then I can't go and do the work that I truly, truly want to do and that I believe helps people. So again, I can't fill somebody else's cup and be completely and utterly deprived myself. And I would say this comes in for me as well, and the limiting belief of not feeling good enough, that I would do that around my self-care. So I don't feel good enough is my limiting belief, and therefore I don't look after myself properly. So that's having an impact on my health, on my weight, on my skin, different things like that. And it's going to be different for everyone, but the strength of those two limiting beliefs, it's not okay, or I'm not deserving to receive, and I'm not good enough, have a dramatic impact through a lot of avenues of my life. And to be honest, there are things I have to work on every day. But the thing is, I do. There's no point in me sitting back, having the knowledge and the awareness of this stuff and not doing anything about it. As a responsible adult, I have choice and I have the ability to take action. And I think some of us absolutely go through times where we don't want to, we're demotivated, we just physically or energetically can't do it. But we have the capability. It's about how much you want something. So you don't have to fight against your limiting beliefs. And I call this, you know, bundle this month, overcoming limiting beliefs. But maybe it should be named working with your limiting beliefs. And maybe I'll change that before I send all of this out. Working with them. Look at it face on and say, my limiting beliefs are I don't feel good enough and I don't feel like I should be in receivership of some certain things in my life, if anything at all, let's say. So instead of me saying, well, I'm going to punch that out of the way and I'm going to overcome it and jump it and I'm going to succeed and be powerful, I should say, okay, well, that's what it is. So how can I work with it? How can I recognize that it's there and try to heal it, but still with the recognition that it probably will be a part of me forevermore because it is a limiting belief that was set in a very, very strong foundation for me at quite a young age, but I can definitely have a good life even with those. So the next thing then that I would say is what I would think for you to do then is when you have a sense of how strong it is, and where it's manifesting in your life, that's important. Like, how is this belief? And as I just said there, I have this core belief that then has gone into one area of my life, then into another area, into another area, into another area. So probably if I sat down and looked at it, these two limiting beliefs are affecting probably every aspect of my life. So I want you to actually understand, and that's why I was saying about the strength, what impact is it having on your life this time? And what are you going to be able to do to recognize, acknowledge that, and work with it? So I'll just keep it short in this first part of the podcast, and what I'll do is I'll join you back in part two, and we're going to look at what to do next when it comes to working and overcoming our limiting beliefs. Talk to you soon.